the Gemara in the first source here is the Gemara in Pesachim and Avav. The Gemara says, we pass in like Rava, that within 30 days, a person has to be concerned about fulfilling the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. That if a person plans on leaving their home 30 days before the Yom Tov of Pesach, within 30 days, and even if they don't plan on coming back home, the halacha is that they have to make sure that they've gotten rid of all the chametz in their home. And the Gemara connects that to the idea of Shloshim Yom, Shol Medarshin Behilchas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, Shloshim Yom. Right? The Gemara says that Rava is Latamei, or Kidesanya, Shol Medarshin Behilchas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara makes a connection between the idea that a person is Achroi, that a person is responsible for ridding their house of chametz within 30 days of the Yom Tov Pesach, and the idea of Shoal and Vidorshin, Behilchas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, Shloshim Yom. And we pass like the Tanakhama, not like Rosh Gamliel, that it's 2 weeks. We assume that it is a full month. So what is the connection between the idea of the responsibility of getting rid of the chametz in your house 30 days in advance and Shoal and Vidorshin? What is the connection between the two halachas? So if you saw Rashi, and Dibur Maslo Kodem Shloshim Yom in the third line, Rashi seems to say, without reading it inside, but Rashi seems to say that within 30 days of the Yom Tov, one becomes responsible, achroi, for the halachos, the tzrachim of the Yom Tov. One has to start being worried to make sure that they take care of all of the Yom Tov needs, whether it be practical or whether it be halachic. So in our context, we're talking about halachic needs. So just like there is an idea that 30 days in advance, you have to know the halachas, you have to be prepared from a halachic standpoint. You have to know the halachas of chametz, you have to know the halachas of matzah. So too, you have to be prepared in terms of owning chametz or making sure that you don't own chametz 30 days in advance. That's the way Rashi seems to learn this Gemara. Now, is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So if we just had this Gemara, one could have assumed that this whole thing is a din d'rabbanan. And even though the Gemara quotes Psukim, you know, just because the Gemara quotes Psukim doesn't necessarily indicate that it's a Din D'oraisa, so it could be a Din D'rabbanan. Oh, but the Gemara is talking about getting rid of chametz. Isn't getting rid of chametz a mitzvah D'oraisa? So we said, no, not necessarily. We mentioned in the Hagdama that it could be that the Gemara is talking about really bedikas chametz. Even though the Gemara uses the Lashon of Bior, we know that sometimes it's interchangeable and could really mean bedikas chametz, which is for sure only a mitzvah D'rabbanan. Yet, if you guys saw, Rashi in Maseches Pesachim in the third page, on Daf Chav Ches, seems to indicate that really what the Gemara is talking about is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why? Because Rashi explains Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We know that there's a machlokes tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, of how to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. How does one properly destroy chametz from their rishus? So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, ein bir chametz el esreifa. The way to destroy chametz is through the mechanism of burning it. And the Chachamim hold hashpasas v'chol davar, that you can destroy, rid yourself of the chametz in any way possible. So Rashi explains there, Pesachim Daf Chav Ches, that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that you have to burn the chametz to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu applies even if you want to do the mitzvah of Tashbisu 30 days beforehand. So let's say you're leaving your house 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the Yom Tov of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that even then, it's chal on you an obligation to burn your chametz. So you could have said, no, it's the mitzvah of Tashbisu is on the 14th. That's when I'm supposed to burn. And any time in advance is just, you know, preparing for that time. But it's not chal on me necessarily the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tashbisu. But Rashi tells us no. Clearly Rashi is telling us that the mitzvah of Tashbisu doesn't start on the 14th. It starts 30 days before the Yom Tov of Pesach. And that's when it becomes obligatory for a person to make sure that they get rid of all the chametz comes the Yom Tov of Pesach. So much so that if a person is going to leave 30 days in advance, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to burn their chametz. If that's the case, Rashi seems to be telling us that the Gemara in Pesachim and Davav, when it was talking about beer, was talking about a din d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'oraisa. If that's the case, then the fact that the Gemara makes a connection between the idea of 30 days in advance doing biur and Shloshim Yom Kodem V'Chag, Sholem V'Dorshim Hilchas Pesach, Kodem Pesach, that would indicate at first glance that the idea of Shloshim Yom Kodem V'Chag is also a din d'oraisa. Because if Shloshim Yom Kodem V'Chag is only a din d'rabbanan, so then it's strange. The Gemara is quoting a din d'rabbanan to support a din d'oraisa. Like we just said, according to Rashi, it's clear that the Gemara's idea of 30 days in advance doing biur is a din d'oraisa. So how could the Gemara quote a din d'rabbanan of sholin v'dorshin shloshim kod mechag to support a din d'oraisa of 30 days in advance doing biur. Elama, Rashi seems to indicate that the idea of shloshim yom kodem chag is also a din d'oraisa. So if that's the case, what Rashi means to say is that 30 days in advance, on a certain level, what Rashi seems to be telling us is that 30 days before the yomtiv, at least the yomtiv of Pesach, the kedusha, or at least on a certain level, the yomtiv has already begun with respect to a person's obligation to prepare for the yomtiv. And that can manifest in different ways. It manifests in the idea of tashbisu, getting rid of all the chametz in your rishus. The mitzvah tashbisu is chal 30 days in advance because the yomtiv of Pesach on a certain level has already begun. And also a person has to prepare from a halachic perspective. A person has to know the halachos. So you have to start learning Sholem Darshan. You have to learn the halachos 30 days in advance as a way to prepare for the yomtiv, because on a certain level, it's chal on him the obligation to prepare for the yomtiv. Okay, that seems to be the opinion of Rashi. Yet, we saw, if you guys saw, Tosis and Maseches Avodah Zarah seems to say that it's a din d'rabbanan, almost explicitly. Just the context of the Gemara is talking about the prohibition of selling a behema to an akum, to an Ovid Avodah Zarah, 3 days before his holiday. So the Gemara there says that the reason is because 3 days in advance, 3 days before his holiday, he's already thinking about purchasing an animal for his carbon. Sounds like you only need 3 days to find the kosher carbon for Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But we know that there's a halacha of Sholem Adorshin Shloshim Kodem Achag, which would seem to indicate that it takes 30 days to find the kosher carbon, because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Yisrael 30 days in advance of Pesach Sheni, the halachos of Pesach Sheni. So it sounds like you need 30 days to find the kosher carbon Pesach. So the Gemara says, yeah, there's a difference between a Jewish carbon and a non-Jewish carbon. Jewish carbon, it's harder to find a kosher carbon because there are more halachos, there are more mumin. So therefore, you need to take 30 days ahead in order to find the kosher carbon for Jews. But when it comes to the goyim, the stakes are not as high. There are less problems with their korbanos, and therefore it only takes 3 days to find the kosher korban. But what's interesting, Tosas notes, is it sounds like what the Gemara is quoting the idea of Sholem Adorshin in the context of finding a korban Pesach. And when you think about it, that's the source. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Yisrael 30 days in advance about the concept of Pesach Sheni. So Tosas says here in source, the third Gemara, the fourth Gemara, whatever it is, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, on Daf Hey, the Tosas that I marked off, Afa Pisha Gam Ata Shein Karbon Sholem Behilchas Pesach Kodem Shloshim. Tosas is bothered by the following question. It sounds like from the Gemara that the main idea of Sholem Adorshin Shloshim Yom is for the purpose of Korban Pesach. But if that's the case, then it's not relevant nowadays. We don't have Korban Pesach nowadays. So, but we know that there is an idea of Sholem Adorshin. So how do those two things shtim? On the one hand, it sounds like from our Gemara and Avodah Zarah that the idea of Sholem Adorshin is an idea in Korban Pesach, yet we know it's relevant nowadays in terms of learning the halachos. So says Tosas, Mikol Mokom, Iker HaTakana Ala Korban Niskana. K'da'omer Tam Perakam Ad Pesach, Em Shari Navi Omid Pesach Rishon, Masri Al Pesach Sheni. Says Tosas, the main takana of Sholem Adorshin Shloshim Yom is for the purpose of finding a kosher Korban Pesach. That is the main takana. However, there is an outgrowth of that takana which is relevant nowadays, and that is learning the halachos that are relevant. But either way, you see two things from the Tosfos. One is the lashon of takana. Takana, whenever you use the lashon takana, that always indicates a din derabbanan. Chazal or mesakin. Chazal enacted the idea of trying to find the korban pesach 30 days in advance, and from that, it extended to learning all the halachos of the yomtiv. That is number one. So you see from Tosas, not like Rashi, that the idea of Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag is a din d'rabbanan, Number two is, and this, you know, one can argue, but it sounds like from Tosas, that it's limited to the yomtiv of Pesach. Because if the main takana was for the purpose of Korban Pesach, one can argue that the outgrowth of that, the extension of that takana, was limited to the yomtiv of Pesach and all the other halachos of Pesach, like chametz. But when it comes to the yomtiv of Sukkis, when it comes to the yomtiv of Shavuos, maybe the takana was never established. It was only established to find a kosher korban Pesach. But when it comes to other yom tovim, where there was no initial takana for the purpose of the korban, maybe there's no idea, there's no halacha of shol and vidorshin when it comes to those yom tovim, only when it comes to korban pesach. So two things emerge from this Tosas. One is the whole idea of sholem vidorshin is a din d'rabbanan, not like we pointed out from Rashi, that Rashi seems to indicate that it's a din d'oraisa, number one. Number two is Tosas seems to indicate that it's limited to the yomtiv of Pesach. Now, when it comes to that second point, that whether it's limited to the yomtiv of Pesach, even though the Gemara's lashon of sholem edorshin behilchos Pesach kodma Pesach shloshim yom, that would seem to indicate that it's limited to the korban Pesach, to the yomtiv of Pesach. Yet we know Rashi in Maseches Sukkah seems to argue. You guys got a chance to see the Rashi in Sukkah Daf Tes. So the Mishnah has a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about whether a sukkah needs to be made lishma. So Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you need to make a sukkah lishma. When you're building this sukkah, you have to mind hini muchem. You don't say this, but you say I think hini muchem zuman that this should be for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah. And Beis Hillel is of the opinion though that a sukkah yishan is kasher. You don't need to make the sukkah lishma. That's the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Mishnah says that even Beis Shammai, who holds that a sukkah needs to be made lishma, will agree that as long as the sukkah was made within 30 days of the yom tov of Sukkot, it's fine. Even if you didn't explicitly have in mind that it should be lishma, as long as it was made within 30 days of the yom tov of Sukkot, it is going to be kosher according to Beis Shammai. Why is that? So what did Rashi say? So Rashi said, the bo sukkah lishma v'zo stam nasis v'ilutok shloshim l'chag, Hava kevan deshol and behilchas hachag kodem lachag shloshim yom stam haosa l'shem chag haosa aval kodem shloshim stam alav lachag. Says Rashi, because of the idea of shol and medorshin 30 days before the chag, therefore we assume that when a person builds a sukkah within 30 days, mistama, his idea, his kavana is for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkahs. Wait a second, we're talking about the yom tov of sukkahs, and the Gemara Pesachim was talking about the yom tov of Pesach. So Rashi obviously assumes that when the Gemara in Pesachim says the idea of Hilchos Pesach, Kodom Pesach, Shloshim Yom, it's Lav Dafka. It's not limited to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Pesach, it applies to Sukkos as well. The idea of Sholin Vidorshin. That is clearly the opinion of Rashi. The Marsha points this out, and the Magen Avraham points this out, that Rashi seems to argue with the Tosfos and assumes that the idea of Shloshim Kodom Lachag applies to the Yom Tov of Sukkos as well. Now, what about Shavuos? Unclear what Rashi would say about Shavuos. You saw in the Mishnah Berurah quotes of the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon thought that the idea of Shloshim Kodem L'Chag does not apply to Sukkos as well. Sukkos, you don't have so many halachos. It's only when it comes to Shavuos. When it comes to Sukkos and Pesach, there's so many complicated halachos with the mitzvos. You need 30 days to prepare for the Yom Tov. When it comes to Shavuos, it's very simple. You just have to know Hilchos Yom Tov. Very, very simple, apparently. So you don't need so many days in advance. It's enough to start, 6 days in advance from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The Vilna Gaon felt that that's enough to start learning the halachos of Yom Tov. But it's not so complicated, Shavuos, whether you should have a dairy meal or a fleishig meal. Obviously, you should have a fleishig meal. It's obvious. So Lemaisa, that's the Vilna Gaon Shita, but that's what emerges from this Rashi, that the idea of Shloshim Kodem L'Chag is not limited to Pesach, it applies to Sukkos as well. Okay, now, the Gemara Maseches Megillah, will end with this. The Gemara Maseches Megillah and Daflam Beis, Mamish, the last Gemara in the Masechta, says, Tan Rabbanan Moshe Tikilan L'Yisrael, Sheyu Sholem V'Dorshin B'inyano Shel Yom Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach Hilchas Aseres B'Aseres Hilchas Chag V'Chag. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masechin, he established that we should be Shoel V'Dorish, the Inyan of the day, the Halachos of Pesach and Pesach, the halachos of tzeres are tzeres, and halachos of chag b'chag. So we know tzeres is Shavuos in Lashon Chazal, and chag is a reference to Sukkos. So the Rishonim point out a couple of contradictions between this Gemara and the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. What are some of the contradictions? What are the ideas that seem to be sosar each other from this Gemara Megillah and the Gemara Maseches Pesachim? So one is the Gemara in Pesachim says 30 days. Here the Gemara says on the Yom Tov itself. That's number one. Number two, like Chaim just said, the Gemara in Pesachim said Pesach. Rashi may be extended to Sukkos, but here the Gemara is explicit that applies to all three Yom Tovim, Atzeres, Pesach, and Chag. Okay? So those are the two main contradictions between these two Gemaras. So what do you guys think? The Rishonim asked this question, the Rashba over here, the Ran, in Maseches Pesachim, they asked the Stirith. So there are a couple of answers the Rishonim give. The Beis Yosef gives a couple of terutzim. So we'll just mention some of the main terutzim. You saw the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha quotes some of the answers that the Rishonim give. So one answer, and this we don't accept the Halacha, but this is very interesting. The Rashba and the Ran assume that when we've been saying Shol and Vidorshin, that there's a mitzvah to learn the Halachos 30 days in advance, Lo Hayidvarim Yolim, there's no such thing. Really, the Halacha is Sholin 30 days in advance. What does that mean? It means the following thing. That normally when you're at a shir, or you have a rav that you ask your shilas to, you're only supposed to ask relevant shilas. So it's you know, it's on Pesach, so you're supposed to ask things about Pesach, things that are in Yonah Diyoma relevant. You're not supposed to ask irrelevant questions. So let's say you have two people who are coming to the rabbi to ask a question. One has a very relevant question, and one has an irrelevant question. So the rav is supposed to field the relevant question before the irrelevant question. That's the halacha. So comes the idea of sholin shloshim yom kodem chag, and teaches us that whenever you're within 30 days of the yomtiv, anytime you ask a halacha about that yomtiv, you are called shol ke'inyan. You are asking a very relevant question, and the rav has to field your question before other questions. So let's say Seth is giving a shir at a smichas chaver, and they're learning a hilchas avelus, and now it's shloshim kodem pesach. Someone calls out a hilchas pesach shaila. So you're the, what's the shaychas? We're learning hilchas avelus. The halacha potentially is, I don't know what the halacha is, but theoretically, maybe one has to answer that question because he is shol k'inyan. Even though you're learning hilchas avelus, one is learning hilchas avelus, but since within 30 days of the yomtiv, that's considered shol k'inyan. You're asking a very relevant question, and you have to field the question of hilchos pesach. That is the idea of 30 days. The Gemara and Megillah and Lamed Beis is talking about something else. That's a value. That's a mitzvah of learning the halachos on the yomtiv itself. You're on Pesach, you're holding on Pesach, learn about Pesach. You're holding on Shavuos, learn about Shavuos. You're holding on Sukkos, learn about Sukkos. But there's no idea of learning the halachos 30 days in advance. That's just a question of asking relevant questions. That's the Rash, but that's the Ran. We don't accept that. That long bear halacha that's in the Mishnah Berurah page rejects this shita. We don't accept that halacha. We assume that there is a value, there is a mitzvah, maybe daraisa, maybe the rabbanon, of learning the halachos that are relevant 30 days in advance. If that's the case, then how do we resolve the contradiction? So the Rishonim give different other terutzim. And one other suggestion the Rishonim give is that they're both true. They're both true. There's one mitzvah of learning the halachos that are relevant 30 days in advance. Maybe that only applies to Pesach. Maybe that also applies to Sukkot, but doesn't apply to Shavuos. That's one thing. Then, once the Chag, once the Yomtiv actually is here, now the Rashba's a Lashon, and now we have to be Mizaris, we have to become more medactic in the Halachos, because we're holding on the Yomtiv itself. Now there's a new din that we're supposed to learn the Halachos on the Yom Tov itself, about the Yom Tov. And that applies to all the Yom Tov. So they're two separate things. There's Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, which is preparing for the Halachos by Pesach, maybe Sukkot according to Rashi, and probably not Shavuos. And then there's a separate value of learning the Halachos of the Yom Tov on the Yom Tov. That applies to all the Yom Tovim equally. They're really two separate Halachos. But really, these are, there are other terutzim that the Rishonim and the Acharonim give. The Beis Yosef gives some Halachos. But as you saw in the Mishnah Berurah, we paskin halach lemaisa, that one should be medactic, one should try. It's a very important thing to learn the halachos of at least Pesach and Sukkot 30 days in advance. And when is 30 days before Pesach? Purim. Purim is 30 days before. So that's why many have the minhag to, at the Purim suit, if you're not too drunk, to learn some halachos, some mishnayos, mesechas pesachim, some halachos of Pesach to fulfill this idea of shloshim kol mechag. Actually, there's a discussion in the poskim. There is a halacha of learning the halachos on the yomtiv, about the yomtiv. So you should learn about Purim on Purim. So which takes precedence? Learning the halachos of Purim on Purim, or learning the halachos of Pesach, shloshim yom Kodem Pesach, if you only have the, let's see, they're only going to let you say one Dvar Torah at the Suda. So you have to choose whether you're going to say Halacha in Pesach, Halacha in Purim. So which one should you choose? A discussion in the postgame, which one, which value takes precedence. Ayin Sham, the postgame discussed that. Okay, we'll stop here.